we seem to have to totally, completely disconnect, or Gerd stays in the loop even though he's hung up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I always just say, hang up, and now I call back. So that was a great conclusion.
Yeah.
I got a new meaning for my own book, and I didn't know that was the details of what had happened.
Right.
I've read a summary of the thing, but never focused on it.
I was listening, but I didn't quite follow the significance of why you got all excited when you started to talk about the panels that they were doing.
Because Static Communion is a panel.
Yeah.
Panel.
But was that really so new to get a bunch of experts together to try to solve a problem?
No, he made that as part of the theatrical proportion, and the feedback canceled it all out.
What was the feedback part?
All the telephone, the television, the photograph, all the multimedia that they presented in this, quote, happening,
mm-hmm.
that Michael Callahan worked together, it just couldn't be, it created feedback. They didn't, and I don't know if they anticipated it, but it got out of, they couldn't control it. I don't think they knew. They didn't know it was going to make all this. Yeah, they didn't test it. He said they didn't rehearse it. They had this big thing, big scene, and it was all drowned out by the feedback. Of course, the critics knocked it for being a disgusting performance because no one could hear anything.
What was the, what year was that?
It was a week after the Kennedy assassination, November 63.
It's funny because I was listening, I was watching part two of the, I don't know if this relates, but the Dylan and thing that Scorsese did today, and there was a part where Dylan goes electric, and Pete Seeger and everybody were freaking out because you can't hear the words, you can't hear the words, you can't hear what he's saying. It's terrible. And
and
there was the rumor Pete Seeger was going to, you know, hack the microphone lines with an axe.
Yeah, that's all presented in I'm Not There. They show that.
Right.
But no, yeah, that's the famous story. But it was the feedback. Dylan was turning the feedback into art form unconsciously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good point. Now, okay, I got to go to the pool. Maybe I'll call you later. You'll be in, right?
Yeah, I'll be around.
Let me just think. So you're saying, yes, they wanted to pull the plug, and they wanted to hear the words. See, that was the literate boomer kids.
Well, the folk singers were trying to get their message of peace across through their poetry and songwriting. And then
morality, through the word.
Yeah.
The word was obsolete. And Gerd starts moving past the word as a poet when he reads McLuhan. That's the point. He moves past the verbal medium, and he starts presenting visual multimedia poetry.
What type of communications equipment did he bring into this theatrical thing?
Televisions, amplifiers. I mean, if you read, go to the old biography and read that part. He probably describes it in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, I'll get back. Yeah, we're gonna go.
Yeah, next week or next time we start, get him to describe in detail all how it was all wired up, what electronic components and microphones and TVs, screens, and all that kind of stuff they actually had.
Right, and we will go into the bad reviews it got, and we haven't finished describing it. We went into the meaning of it, which was fun.
Right.
But we need to go back to the more of the details of it.
Right, but I'd like to get a visualization of exactly, you know, how the space was set up and what type of equipment was there and everything.
Right, but I've written the first pattern paper on it. I recognize it's important sociologically what it was anticipating.
Right.
With the panel and the crossfire and the celebrities and the bubbles and all that they presented, they only did instinctively. The artist does it instinctively. You know, it's
right.
Like beyond, it's being channeled.
Right. Effects preceding the causes.
Yeah, and then to realize it's spinning his wake, that totally comes out of McLuhan.
Right. Well, was it effects preceding causes? 62. I mean,
yeah.
You already had satellite and television.
No, art. Art is the effects preceding the causes.
Right.
They predict the crossfire. Word makes the market canceled out every day world.
Right.
Of maybe the 80s and 90s, if you want to say it's later. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the point, they have celebrities as people being interviewed. See? It's totally the last 30 years.
Wow.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. I got to go.
Okay.
I'll try to get you later.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye.